Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The American pastime.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
In real time.
Lindor drives it to deep right. Goodbye! A grand slam!
Baseball stories, scores, and more.
High drive, left field. Going back at the wall. See ya!
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. A deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
As you know, Monty Vaughn's been working on a couple of new pitches, the Eliminator and the Humiliator, to complement his fastball, the Terminator.
I heard that.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for It's Gotta Be a Wednesday, because it's always a Wednesday. Mike Lynch in the house with me, Joe Fish behind the glass. This is what we do for It's Wednesday, baby. You like baseball, Mike?
I love me some baseball.
What? What?
It is my favorite sport.
I thought they only hired people here that only pretended to like sports.
No, no. See, here's the thing.
That's just how I got my job.
People pretend to like sports, but honestly, almost universally in the building, everyone likes baseball.
That is one thing that I do kind of miss about the sales and marketing and the HR and all the people that were around here, is they genuinely wanted to come to us to talk about sports.
Yep. And we're like, please.
We're like, please. Like,
just let us talk about whatever we want.
I do this for hours. Can we please talk about, like, Reel 'Em In Fried Chicken, and I hope Reel 'Em In comes back, you know? Like, can we talk about that?
I think that is funny, though, that in a town that doesn't have pro baseball.
Right.
And in a town that I think likes baseball, but not to the same level of other sports. And we've seen plenty of hate for baseball on the text line when we talk about it on other shows. The fact that every single host here.
You love my show, but hate everyone else.
Loves baseball is really, 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 really funny and ironic.
That is true. That is true. The boys in the morning like baseball.
We got Giants. Braves.
We got Giants, Braves.
Dodgers.
Dodgers with Swaggy.
I know Will hates baseball, so that's one guy who hates
it. But Will hates everything, so.
That is true.
Will even hates
Oregon State, and he went there.
I don't know AJ well enough to know baseball.
Padres. Or Dodger, yeah. San Diego. Right?
She's a San Diego kid, but Dusty's a cheating Asterix fan.
Yep.
We got the Yahoos that just left this building.
Royals and Mets.
You and me, Yanks and Indians. And we got Joe with the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Here.
That is true. What about, does Rashad like baseball?
No.
Okay.
He does not. And I don't know if Luke has a team or not.
In a very eclectic mix of teams. We don't double up on.
There is not one double
yeah,
up.
That yeah, that is true. What about Nemec? Does anybody know if Nemec?
Nemec only has one team he likes passionately, and that's the 49ers. Okay. Everything else, he roots for the Mariners, he says, but he's not like a diehard baseball fan.
Okay. What about Harold Bluestein? Does he have a baseball does he have a baseball team?
Man, I haven't talked to Harold in years.
I just want to cover everyone that is at our fine station here, 10 of the Fan Odyssey. You know, I just want to make sure.
Do you think the guy with the drone behind us likes baseball? Really, there's a guy walking back and forth with a drone flying very low to the ground.
I'll tell you what, I'll bust out the window and ask him.
Hey, you!
Do you like baseball?
You more of a Red Sox or a Yankees guy? Hey, why don't you come on, man? We'll interview you.
Meanwhile, you hear the studio as the drone comes flying into the broken window.
McGinley's running down here yelling at us, why is the window broken? Hey, man, it was for the show.
A tree fell into it again.
It was for the show.
Once.
God, I was going to say something about this, too, and I completely forgot, my friend.
We are well-balanced as a station of baseball fans.
We are well-balanced. Oh, that's what I was going to say about the sales and marketing people who work really hard, and we're so thankful for them. They always want to talk to me about sports, and this happens every once in a while. I run into somebody, and they're like, you know, what do you do? And they're like, well, I do this and this and this. I'm actually retired.
We have a baseball show, they say.
I'm actually retired, but once a week I do this baseball show.
Well, on like another station?
And they're like...
Like a podcast?
Usually the first answer is, AM radio still exists? And you're like, yeah, it's a
free
service.
Wait, we have one of those here in the building?
Yeah, it's pretty great. Like, I'm staunch AM listener, but thanks. But it's that classic moment when someone's like, oh, you work in sports? You have a baseball show? Dude, what do you think about this shortstop for the Marlins? Like, I'm from Miami, and I think he's going to be amazing. What do you think? I'm like, no clue, dude. Don't care. Like, don't care at all. With that guy that finds out, that guy or girl or they that finds out that you love sports and they instantly want to talk to you about sports, you're like, yo, man, I don't know. It happened to me once when I was working at the brewery. This guy showed up. He's like, hey, man, you're Patrick Harris. And I was like, nobody talks to me that way. You must be a psychopath. And he was like, yeah, man, you like sports. So, like, tell me, man, like, you think the Niners got a chance this year?
I don't know.
Dude, I got an hour and a half wait list right now.
Do you want this red ale?
And I got a server that's coked out and thrown up in the bathroom, man. Like, what do you want from me right now, dude? I got 30 tickets in the window with like 17 burgers that I got to figure out which one has no pickles on it. You know, like, what do you want from me,
man? And who's choosing no pickles, you crazy person?
Trey Lance? I've never even heard of the guy. Like, what do you want from me?
North Dakota State?
Dating Colin Cowherd's daughter?
Is he?
Well, that's the big rumor.
Oh.
Well, I was listening to Coward one day, and he was like, Trey Lance, I've had him in my house. He's a great guy.
Great kid.
Excellent kid.
Very smart.
Great human being. Going to be a real thing. And I'm thinking, like, why has Coward got college athletes in his house? So I Googled Colin Coward, Trey Lance, and what popped up was his
daughter's pretty cute, too.
Semi-smoke show Instagram model daughter with Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news here. Brought to you by BetQL.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, is that breaking? You're breaking it to me, but...
Counts as breaking.
Okay.
Counts as breaking. Like, 1,000 people, 1 billion people have broken their nose before, but when I break mine, that's breaking news to me.
And sources confirm Liz Cowherd, very hot.
Yes, she is very hot.
She is a hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about breaking my heart? Does that count as breaking news?
Not when I do it every day, buddy.
Then it's just boring.
I was talking with a buddy today about because I had to, you know, I dealt with this today.
You guys kind of suck.
We do kind of suck, although we played phenomenal today. But if you don't put the onion in the basket, you don't win games. Should have won 6-0. In fact, it was 0-0s or 0-0 for those of you out there.
But you lost 3-1 on aggregate because you lost 3-1 in the first game.
This is also true. So we lost, and we were talking about, you know, like how boring it would be if your team won all the time. Like, I think I have learned heartbreak in life, whether it's a family member passing, the love of your life breaking up with you, you getting fired from a job. Like, hey, man, you all right? I'm like, yeah, dude, none of this reminds me of the rain delay in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. So, yeah, I'm okay.
No. At least you've had that experience before.
Congratulations, man, you just got a promotion. Yeah, but I was at the double post game for the Timbers in 2015 and it didn't feel that good.
You just keep you relate everything to that sports
moment. Yeah, it comes back to sports. It's like when it rains outside, I'm like, petrichor, I love that smell. God, I love the rain, unless it's in October in Cleveland and Rajai Davis just hit a home run, and I hate the rain. You know, you can always like transfer back. Sports taught me how to believe in heartbreak.
Yep.
How to believe in heartbreak. Not the theater degree that I have where you get heartbreak all day, every day, but you're really upset about that. And it's like, hey, the Blazers suck. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's Wednesday.
I've experienced them sucking forever.
Yeah. You know, I think it would be boring. And I actually mentioned you, Michael.
You mentioned me because I'm a fan of a team that wins all the time.
I mentioned you in this conversation. And I was like, you know, Mike gets really mad about April games that he lost that were close. Because I think the 27 is kind of to his head and he just expects to win all the time. And it might make you a better person, Mike, to start rooting for losers.
Well,
which one could argue the Yankees are.
Well, I root for the Devils and they sure suck. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, but they're not like the Sabres or the Red Wings. Those teams are bad.
Yeah, but the Devils have been really bad for the last few years. And frankly, I'll say the Broncos have been pretty bad too.
Yeah, but you got Super Bowls, different eras.
I mean, sure. I also have Stanley Cups with the Devils.
While you're alive.
Still 20 years ago at this point.
The last time the Indians won a World Series, Jackie Robinson was in his second year.
I root for Syracuse football.
That is tough.
Yes, it is.
I root for Wazoo football, and my friend.
I'd rather root for Wazoo football than Syracuse football.
That is tough. Hey, man, you had D. McNabb and Marvin Harrison?
Yeah, before I started watching them.
Greg Paulus?
Yes.
One of my favorite Duke point guards ever. Why is he a quarterback at Syracuse?
Why is he the starting and best quarterback for the Orange?
I'm so confused right now.
We had local legend, Eric Dungy.
Ooh, Eric Dungy.
As our starter for the last couple of years.
Yes.
He was quite good.
The local legend himself. So, moral of the story is...
I should root for losers?
Root for losers, and it's going to make the rest of your life a lot better because you understand. You get it.
But I like rooting for the Yankees. They're my favorite team of all the teams. I was born and raised a Yankees fan. I can't leave them.
Imagine what it would be like if you rooted for a team that sucked.
I'd be unhappy a lot more, probably, right?
No, I think you'd be a little more realistic. Mm. I think your expectations are a little too high.
Are you saying that it's unrealistic to expect a World Series every year for the second richest team in baseball?
Yeah, I do. Because the Dodgers have won.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Sucks when the truth hurts, huh?
Yeah. But I'm still going to keep caring about April and May and June and July and August and September and October baseball.
I'll tell you what, Mike. At least you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
I got your back.
I appreciate it.
I'd do you. Why not?
Excuse me. That's really high. I appreciate
to do
that.
It.
I'm taking that. I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
I just want to give a shout out to our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher over there, who's finally come to my level of mustache land.
Our fantastic Mr. Producer.
Yep. And I tried to click on something at the same time you did, bud. You know what? I'm going to leave this up to you.
You could cut the sexual tension in that booth with a butter knife. My God.
Mm.
Cut it with something.
It would melt really easily.
That mustachioed man, Patrick Harris, and the big dog, Mike Lynch, over there.
Please stop.
Please stop. Well, you know, if you ever talk to anybody, you're like, oh, that guy's got the great voice. Isn't that the guy that sounds like this? My name's Patrick Harris. No, I don't sound like that.
By the way, no. We're going here. Yeah.
Earlier today.
Is this one of those things, like, I fill in on primetime, and they're like, you got a great smoker voice, and now I have to talk about my, like, smoking habits for the next 10 minutes?
No. This is a Joe and I thing.
All right.
I'm going to bring you into it because you're part of this family.
I am listening.
Earlier today, I'll give Joe credit for this. The first person to ask if I was feeling better today, of only two people, Joe and my boss.
The boss was here?
Well, he texted me.
Oh, that doesn't count.
These are texts.
He's at home doing nothing.
Joe texted me. He goes, are you feeling any better, big dog, with dog spelled D-A-W-G?
Damn right. How else do you spell big dog?
Two question marks. And I went, yes, but please don't call me big dog. And I sent him the nope, don't like that gif from The Office. That is one of those, like, when you're a big person.
What's up, big dog?
You get called the most generic, awful big names
ever.
I've heard this on
primetime 1,000 times. Us short people, we have no sympathy.
But, like, why? I've never heard you say big dog ever in your life.
Oh, that's what made it so much better.
What's up, big dog?
Because I knew that it would not be received as well as I would like it. But I've used big dog with some other friends.
I'm giving you so much props for your amazing mustache, and you're going to throw back at me with big dog?
Well, I made up for it because you didn't know I had a mustache at the time.
Short people unite, Joe.
Is that making up for it?
Joe's not even that short.
6 foot, according to doctors and nurses.
I know. That's why I was like, Joe, you and me, short people unite. Joe's like, I'm 6 foot. I'm like, ooh, yikes. I have a six in my number, but it is not the first number. Oakley doakley. All right. We got a show.
If
we
makes
got
you
a
feel
show.
Any better, you're the same height as my mom.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude. Mom's the same height as mine. Nothing. Never mind. Bad story. We got a show going up for you guys today, I promise. We'll be here till 9 o'clock, as we do every single Wednesday. A lot to get to today. We want to talk a little umpires today. I want to talk a little Yadi Molina. A little replay action. What else was there? All this kind of stuff. Some doubleheader stuff.
Oh, and early season highs and lows.
Oh, early season highs and lows. So we got a lot of baseball to get to. So stick with us. You can find us on social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at PDD085. You can find the big dog, Mike Lynch, on Twitter at MikeLynch27. And you can find our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher, on Twitter as well at JoeFish3. That's F-I-S-C-H. There is the fan text line, 503-250-1080. That'll let you hang out with us all night, as RJ texts in, this hot corner just got really hot. It's my kind of guy right there. And what else? Beers on Us podcast will drop tomorrow at 4. Make sure you download that wherever you get your podcast.
What are we talking about? No clue.
Including 1080thefan.com and the Odyssey app. What else is there? When we come back, I want to ask a question. As we're seeing double headers already, I got some questions that I need to ask, and okay, I need some help answering them.
Okay.
And we'll get to doubleheaders next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
/7:22 here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. We are live from the Willamette.
Filled with poop, as it is.
It is how it's pronounced, the Willamette.
The Willametta.
I do like the Willametta a lot more. Currently, right now, the Cleveland Indians are losing to the Chicago White Sox, as Rodon is currently throwing a perfect game. Yes, I said that out loud because
you jerk.
I don't want that to happen.
Well, that was not smart. Quick question. I thought the Indians, is that just like one more season? Or
this is the last year of the Indians, man.
Okay. So we get away with saying it for just one more year?
To be fair, we've never gotten away with saying it. To be fair, we've actually always gotten away with saying it, if you understand what I mean.
Do we just jump the shark and just start calling them spiders?
That's what I want, man.
I'll do it.
Has there been any chatter? Is that the leanings?
Nope. When you are owned by Paul Dolan, Frankie Lindor looks great in blue and orange.
He does.
He does.
He does.
He does.
It really, that uniform fits him very well.
He's great. He's Mr. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
He's just happy.
But the colors look good on him. Like when I first saw him.
His hair's also blue, so that helps.
That does help. When I saw him, wasn't it red in Cleveland, though? It was, right?
Not in the end. It started turning blue. I'm not lying.
He did it intentionally. The first game I saw with Lindor, I was like, man, that uniform looks really good on him.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks great. Yeah, that's my favorite player in baseball.
Well, soon to be your favorite team in baseball.
Soon to be my favorite team in baseball. So I got a question. Okay.
Okay.
And this is going to teeter a little bit on List Radio, but not that much. It's more of an open-ended discussion because I don't know how this goes. I've never lived in a baseball city. I've been to a ton of baseball games. But I got some questions about doubleheaders as a fan.
Okay.
You into this? You been to doubleheader?
I do not believe I've ever been to a doubleheader.
Joe, you ever been to a doubleheader? Joe says no.
Negative.
Because most doubleheaders are split game, split tickets. Most of the time.
And this is where I'm asking. Okay. So, your doubleheader game starts, game ends. Do they kick everyone out and clean the place? What if you have tickets to the second game? You have to leave and then come back in? And also, when you are cut off in the seventh inning stretch, can you get served once you check your ticket back in?
I believe you have to leave and return.
There's no way they clean the whole stadium in an hour.
I don't. Well, it's not an hour. If it's a split doubleheader, they're usually like
What's a not split doubleheader?
A single admission doubleheader. I believe tomorrow's Mariners Orioles is going to be single admission, where the game ends and starts in like 20 minutes. The second one does.
Oh, and you get single admission for both games.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Split being you have tickets for different games.
Right.
Because lots of times doubleheaders happen because a game got postponed, rain out, whatever. So they honor those tickets.
Yes. So it would be, for example, you would have like a 10 a.m. game and like a 4 o'clock game in a split doubleheader.
Because lots of times I feel like they're a 10 a.m. game and then a 3 o'clock game, 2 o'clock game. Like the turnaround is quick.
That might be true as well. You know, I think it just varies. Depends on what the stadium wants to do. But I have been, if I remember correctly, I have been to the first or second game of a doubleheader because I remember having this question when I was going with my dad to a Yankee game of like, are we just going to like run into all the other people from the other game when we're going in? Or maybe it was vice versa and we were leaving. Mm-hmm. So I know that they clear the stadium out. It's,
okay.
Please leave. And then, you know, come back at within when gates open again for game two, I think. You know, maybe if you've got tickets to both, they let you stay or something, but they probably want to go and do their own thing anyway. But I think with the new seven inning doubleheaders, we're going to see a lot more of the single admission doubleheaders.
They just let you in.
Because it's only 14 innings total, and you can do the quick turnaround.
Potentially. Ooh, yeah,
there could be extra innings.
That brings me to another question. If the second game of doubleheader, which is only seven innings, goes to extra innings, is there a runner on second in the eighth?
Yep.
Man, that rule sucks.
It is terrible.
Man, that rule sucks.
So bad.
So I'm just really curious about this. Like, what if I get, like, blacked out at a game? Okay? I'm doing the 9 for 9 for 9 challenge, and I'm more at, like, the 5 for 4 of 3 challenge. And I get kicked out, and I go to my car and sleep for 2 hours and wake up. Second I walk in that ballpark, am I getting a beer? If I'm pulling it together?
Probably. Well, they don't know you were there.
See,
in the first
double header thing, I think, needs a lot more research than people are giving us. Now, granted, I have looked up zero information.
You just assumed I had a wealth of doubleheader knowledge.
No, not at all. I just assumed nobody knew.
Mm.
Yeah, like literally no, like even the stadiums don't know.
Well, maybe
like,
if we got a stupid baseball team in this city, we could find that out. There probably would never be a doubleheader because there's a roof.
Oh, man, on a day like today, I for sure would have skipped this to go to a doubleheader.
There wouldn't have been a doubleheader because there's a roof.
I'd have been the 9 for 9 for 13 challenge.
Oh, my God. We just skip every Wednesday baseball show just to go to the baseball games.
Sounds excellent, man.
Every time they're on the road on Wednesday, we come in and do a show, and we're like, man, we just wish you were at the park instead.
Do you know how many times someone has offered me Timbers tickets on a Wednesday? And I'm like, nope. Thanks, man. Can't go.
I'll go on Saturday or Sunday if you'd like.
Timbers don't play on Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Nope.
I guess where retired life sucks.
Wednesdays and Sundays.
Sometimes Sundays. I know Sundays because my best friend has season tickets, and the two people that sit next to him, they're LDS. They're Mormons. So they don't go to Sunday games.
Which is why you get extra seats.
Which is why I get those seats. They sell them to me first. And I'll tell you what, the amount of times that the Sounders and the Whitecaps play here on Sunday, I feel so bad for those season ticket holders.
I know.
It's like, you want to watch Cascadia Cup? Too bad, Jesus. Meanwhile, I'm like, shot, 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 shot.
9 for 9 for 45?
Nine for 9 for 45. 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 45 minutes? I'll give it a shot.
Of course you will.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I guess it would sound better if it was 9 for 9 for 90.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Nine hot dogs, 9 beers in 90 minutes. That's 10 minutes of dog and beer.
But at the end, you're probably going to get pretty slow, right?
Yeah, which is why it's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, baseball innings are short.
Depends on who's playing. First inning today in the Cleveland game went forever because the White Sox were busy scoring 6 runs.
Yeah, but now they're getting perfect games, so these other innings have probably ended in like 20 minutes.
He's pretending.
7 1/3 now.
Rodon is pretending to throw a perfect game. He's not actually going to do it. Although if there was a team this year to do it to, it would be my Cleveland Spiders.
Since we're on the somewhat subject of baseball in Portland, can I share something with you I saw on Instagram?
Please, my friend.
It was the MLB on Fox account on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, I saw this.
Legit.
Top 5 potential cities for MLB expansion. And Portland was number 5. That wasn't the, you know, the big thing about that is some of the comments to the Instagram post, fourth most liked comment was, nah, we need to just delete Portland altogether.
Ooh, yeah, I forget. Everybody hates us now.
Yeah, yeah. And then another one.
Why are you still moving here?
And then another one is, Portland is a 99-cent Oakland. Why the F would any player with a brain play there?
Wow.
All right.
There was a...
a 99-cent Oakland?
Yeah.
That's a very strange comment.
You ever been to Oakland, fool?
Considering Oakland is only more recently on the come up, I feel like they're more like Portland than we're like Oakland.
To be fair, I've been to Oakland a while. I only go when Marshawn calls me.
And then the classic LMAO, yes, Portland, then they can burn that down too. Did you know we were recording this show live from a burning pile of ashes?
Yes.
Yes.
Looks pretty nice today.
I become nose blind too. Well, it's only nice because of all the smoke blowing the clouds away.
Gotcha.
Right. Gotcha. Like, it's April. It should be raining, but it's not because of all the fires that we've lit as humans.
Yes.
Not the wildfires.
It's lit! LMFAO, can't believe Portland is even on the list.
Yeah, I mean, if you were not aware, social media,
which I am not, please tell me,
equals Portland hate.
I've been kicked off. I'm locked out of Facebook for like 4 weeks straight now.
Portland, laughing emojis.
Do you know that Facebook still won't let me get on?
I mean, I don't know. Facebook's stupid.
Honestly,
send them my email address and a photo ID, and they're like,
"Well, remember, his account got compromised.
My account got compromised. I'm trying to get it back, and they won't let me."
Yeah, I saw all that anti-vaccine stuff you were posting.
Whatever, dude. According to Facebook, that should keep me alive and well.
Watch this before they delete it and take it down.
Oh, man. What were we talking about?
Doubleheaders.
Yeah, who cares? No one's listening. When we come back, what were we going to get into, Mike? Ooh, I got something that I want to talk about.
Are we doing umpires in the 8 o'clock hour?
Yeah, because I
think instant replay.
I think umpires and replay need like some room to breathe.
And then fair or foul.
And fair or foul at 8:30.
Oh, yes, of course.
Sorry, Joe, not to remind you about your job.
Well, don't worry, I reminded you.
No, I knew it was coming.
When we come back today, a man crossed a barrier today that we have yet to have seen, and I want to ask questions. Again, I'm a man of questions today. I would like to ask some questions. The topic of questions is a baseball player.
Question.
Question mark. And where they are as a baseball player. Question mark.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Maybe.
We'll do that next. But first, there's Joe with sports.
Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
7:38 here. This is what we do. You know, are you fans freaking out a little too much? 503-250-1080. We'll get to that in 15 minutes. Also, coming up on the top of the hour, Mike and I kind of want to dive into some umpiring things we've been seeing and some instant replay stuff we've seen. Let's get, you know, behind the box. We'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour, plus fair or foul at 8:30. But we saw something today that we've never seen before. Yadier Molina caught his 2,000th game, becoming the first player to ever catch 2,000 games for the same team. And again, I know I said this last segment. I don't want to sound like list radio. I don't like that stuff too much, but it got me kind of wondering. And so I'm going to ask two questions. Is Yadi Molina a top five Cardinal of all time? And is Yadi Molina a top five catcher of all time? Because I don't think any of us would disagree when I tell you that Yadi Molina is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, he is.
Yadi Molina is a first ballot Hall of Famer, struggled as he was hitting when he was younger, but was a phenomenal catcher. He's got World Series titles. They've always had great pitching staff, and he's been the guy for it. No doubt about it. The guy's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'm going to go ahead and say, is he a top five catcher of all time? Yes. Is he a top five Cardinal of all time? No.
That's where it gets real crazy. So today, I want to back up a little bit before we get into this, because you know me, I love like this like folklore and the drama and the storylines of baseball. Mm-hmm. 2000th game, pitcher throws the first pitch. Solidifies, he's got his 2000th game. Throws to the side. The pitcher is Adam Wainwright.
Oh, that's nice.
Of course it's Waino. Of course it's Waino, who showed up in what, 06?
Sure.
OG, OG, triple OG. I think I looked at some Yachty stats earlier today. I think his first season is 04, but got the full-time job in 05. And Waino comes around because he's the closer in the 06, or I don't remember.
Waino's first season was 05, but it was only at the very end of the year.
He was a reliever. He was their closer. When they went to the World Series in 06 and lost to the Red Sox, their closer was Adam Wainwright.
He only had 3 saves that year.
But the 06 season?
No, 06. He only had 3 saves.
Okay.
That's the only year he had saves, so yes, he was a closer.
Okay.
But it was not, maybe it was late in the year.
So I thought that was cool.
His first full season was 07.
He threw his mitt down today as Yachty tossed the ball to the dugout because he's going to the Hall of Fame. And Adam Wainwright walked around the mound looking at the crowd of like 7,000 people and just waving them on, just giving cheers. Didn't have a glove in his hand, just trying to give love to Yachty Molina. So I wanted to give, and we've always liked him on this show, but it just got me thinking. And like I said, I hate this kind of like Mount Rushmore. Like that's not my jam. That's not what we do here. We never have. And I don't really want to, but it just got me thinking, like, is he a top 5 catcher of all time? You said yes.
I believe so.
So your list is, I go bench 1, Yogi 2 for the rings. And I probably say Yachty number 3.
I mean,
I don't count Pudge because I was going to say,
ignore the steroid allegations. I'd probably say Pudge 3, Yachty 4, but they're probably interchangeable.
Yeah.
And I might put Yogi 1 just because I'm a fan of the Yankees.
Right.
I mean, they're close with him in the bench.
10 but rings is hard to say no.
Just looking at other catchers that are considered really good, you've got Gary Carter.
You've got Carlton Fisk.
You got Mike Piazza, Carlton Fisk.
Piazza's was never a great catcher, though. We all knew that.
Well, but, you know, the best blank of all time includes everything, hitting and fielding.
Sure.
But, yeah, Yachty Molina is certainly up there because Yachty Molina for 15 years has been the best defensive catcher in baseball. Oh, and he can hit. His career average is
282. Well, and remember, he batted like 160 his first 3 years. He was a bad hitter.
He batted 267, 252, and 216 his first 3 years.
Yeah, not great.
No. That's very good for a catcher, though.
Not if you're Buster Posey.
Most catchers hit like 220, and they're like, look at my good season.
I know. I love Roberto Perez.
No, you don't.
Oh, he can't get a hit right now?
In terms of Cardinals of all time, though, that's a really hard
list
to
crack. It's really tough because I was thinking about it and I was like, well, Bob Gibson, number 1. And then I thought to myself,
oh, my God.
Oh, well, there's your special play.
Oh, man.
You always got to have a special play, right?
Well, I think he's safe.
I think he's safe, too.
I think so, too.
For whatever reason, Rodon didn't get over to first.
We'll update you on this perfect game situation happening in Chicago as we see fit.
But you got the Cardinals with Stan the Man Musial.
Sliding into first.
Oh, he's out.
God, he's out.
He's out.
Why are you sliding into first? You can run through the bag.
You got Stan the Man Musial.
Well, because I always say number 1 is Bob Gibson. And then I'm like, oh, crap, it's Stan the Man.
Yes. And Stan the Man 1, Bob Gibson 2.
Lou Brock 3.
Albert Pujols has got to be a top 5 Cardinal of all time. And then
there's a guy who played for them There's a guy that played for them named Rogers Hornsby as well.
Is he considered a Cardinal, though? Wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't he? Well, what hat is he wearing in the Hall of Fame?
Cardinals.
Is it Cardinals?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Dizzy Dean is also a Cardinal. And this is the conversation I had with my buddy earlier today. You know, he's not a top 5 Cardinal. I don't think he's top 5 Cardinal. I think Ozzie, Lou Brock, Gibson, Stan, and maybe Rogers Hornsby. But is Yachty Molina a more important greatest Cardinal than Albert Pujols?
I don't know. I'd say that's probably pretty debatable. Albert Pujols was, we talked about this on the show multiple times. You think of him as a great hitter, and then you look at his numbers, and you go, oh, my God, he's one of the greatest hitters of all time.
For sure. He's a bona fide Hall of Famer.
And they both...
One of the greatest hitters. The two greatest hitters I ever saw in my entire... Three greatest hitters I ever saw in my entire life are Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, and Manny Ramirez. Two of those dudes were caught doing steroids. Albert Pujols, if you're clean, damn, you're good.
And you are right. He is Cardinals, Rogers Hornsby.
Of course I'm right, Mike. It's history. It's baseball history. You know me. Super nerd about that stuff.
Pujols was also won the World Series with Yadi.
Correct.
They're both on the same team.
Correct.
So I would argue he's not more important.
Did Yadi not win another World Series?
Both of them, two times World Series champions.
Ah, so Pujols is on both of those.
Yeah. Well, they both happened within a couple of years of each other.
Speaking of great pitcher, great catchers, Roberto Perez at the plate right now, just swinging at anything.
Just desperately trying to get on base.
I know how to break up this perfect game. I'm going to swing at everything.
Well, if nothing else is working, what else are you going to do?
I bat 212, but I'll tell you what, Shane Bieber's my ace.
Mm. We're still swinging.
So interesting. So it's just something that I thought about that I was just kind of curious.
And don't forget about Ozzie Smith, too.
Cardinals. Oh, yeah, the Wiz. You know, it's just something I was curious about with the Cardinals, such a storied program, and to see a guy catch 2,000 games. I did the math. If you play every game, it's 12, almost 12 and a half seasons straight of playing every game at catcher for 2,000 games. Isn't that wild?
I just found a list on Bleacher Report, top 25 Cardinals of all time. In 2012, number 25, Yadier Molina.
In 2012?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees. I'm just giving him a shout out. That's all I want to say.
Chris Carpenter, number 18.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And the perfect game is over as Roberto Perez was just hit by a pitch and is now walking to first. So we are now on no-hitter alert. And Rodon is kind of giving some flack to Perez, who's milking it like he's Raheem Sterling.
Did he lean into it, or was it?
Let's see here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it hit him.
Hit him on the back foot.
Yep.
Oh, God.
It looks like either back foot or front shin.
It's back foot. That was a terrible way to lose it. By the way, this list has Rogers Hornsby at 16.
At 16? Yeah. Who's the top five?
Scrolling. Lou Brock, 5. Ozzie Smith, 4. Albert Pujols, 3. Bob Gibson, 2. Stan Musial, 1.
See, everybody loves Stan Musial, and I love Stan Musial, but Bob Gibson is the scariest pitcher to ever walk the face of the earth.
It's 2-1, Patrick. I mean, my God.
I don't care. That's a bunch of garbage. That's a bunch of 7-9 bull honky.
Which will no longer happen ever again.
God, I hate that sport. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk. Our fan base is getting out of line. When it comes to this early in the season, like, is it really time to panic if you're a fan of a team? That's kind of what I'm waiting into. 503-250-1080. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Just coming in right now, Carlos Rodon has thrown a no-hitter. I believe that is, let me crash my brain right now. I think that's the third no-hitter in the history of the White Sox if we count Mark Burley's perfect game.
And then Giolito last year.
Oh no. Then we're looking at probably four or five. Oh, 20th no-hitter in Chicago White Sox franchise history. At least I was trying to think of the last like 15 years.
From third to 20th.
Oh, hey.
Their first one was in 1902.
Literally, there are movies and books about them cheating in the teens, okay?
And Patrick knows the history of baseball, huh?
Shut up, Mike.
This team's in your own division, Patrick.
Shut up.
They had six before 1920.
Yeah, see, that those don't count.
Okay, so they had 14 since 1920.
14 since then, they've had four in the last 30 years.
Well, I will say before 2000.
You sure about that?
I am sure about that.
I mean, he's pretty accurate with that.
I am.
2007 was Mark Burley. The one before that was 1991.
Thank you. That's a producer right there, Mike. Take notes.
Who was 1991?
Take notes. Primetime would kill to have a producer like that.
Alvarez.
See? That's good work, man. That's good work.
He would have come in when he was sick with his COVID vaccine.
Damn right he would have. Or he would have taken the day off and let us all know in advance so we could fill in for him.
That's what big dogs do, Mike.
That's what big dogs do, Mike.
I hate you both.
R.I.P. DMX. I was pretty sad about the DMX death.
I played all DMX music on Sunday.
My buddy texted me. He was like, dude, DMX, man. Hard life. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? That's the only life he knew how to live.
I mean, he did go to prison. He did have dog abuse and drug problems.
And like a lot of kids.
Yeah, but he also has the greatest cover of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer you've ever heard in your life.
It is fantastic. Second greatest, but still great. Very, very good. And I lived in my hometown, which I talked about on Sunday.
Oh, really?
He lived a block away from my aunt and uncle and three blocks away from me when I was a child in Teaneck, New Jersey.
What do you do on Sundays, Mike?
I host a show called Sports Sunday.
Why don't you pump that more, man?
Well, I don't know.
You're always like, yeah, I talked about that on Sunday. Like, I'm just supposed to know, man. I'm only revolved around me. How the hell am I supposed to know?
Well, the way that the trajectory of that show has been going the last few weeks, I'm basically the host now.
I know we've been out like alternating
Joe
weeks.
Fish.
I'm pretty
Joe
sure.
Fish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure three straight weeks now, either Mike or Rashad have been out.
You know, I did catch a show with you and Rashad. Yeah. I caught like a solid 45 minutes.
Yeah, my back hurt after that show.
Driving out to Camas.
After carrying it for 2 hours.
Hey, man. Rashad's an old friend of mine, so I knew Rashad before I knew all you yahoos.
Because of the first hunt for the host?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Rashad were there, man.
Mike judged him and you.
Yeah, Mike.
No, I did not judge Patrick.
Oh.
I was the judge.
Well, you might have judged. I think you judged me the first year I was on it.
Probably. But
you
were
around
the
second year.
I was not a judge because of primetime duties.
Now, the second year, I was able to make it happen because I broke through with a couple radio legends.
That you did.
And John, and Jason Sukanik and Isaac Robb.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Sukanik and Jason.
Isaac Sukanik and Big Zook.
That yeah. you did. That you did.
So Rodon throws a no-hitter. And
lost the perfect game on a hit-by-pitch.
Lost the perfect game on his own pitching error.
It was a down-and-in ball that hit the back foot of Roberto Perez, which it wasn't like he beamed him. It was one of those, like, if he had moved his feet just a little bit, it probably would have hit the dirt.
But if it's the ninth inning and they're throwing a perfect against you, you're not moving your feet. Roberto Perez is a catcher. He knew what he was doing, and God bless that man. He hit two home runs in Game 1 of the World Series in 2016, Mike, and I was there, and I love him. Top five favorite Indian of all time.
I wish I knew how to react to this, but I don't.
Broke up the perfect game today. So
I'm just
going to
go ahead and Homer Simpson into the bushes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You don't understand. Roberto Perez is a living legend.
I'll segue into a topic. Begs the question, worst way to lose a no-hitter? Like hit by pitch on someone's foot?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
You cause it?
I mean, that's a rough one. I mean, it's on Rodon because...
Yeah, you can't even blame anyone. Yeah,
the worst way to lose a no-hitter is the first base umpire called in a guy safe when he was clearly out.
That is the worst way. I forget
Armando
about that.
Armando Galarraga.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. Was that him? Am I completely forgetting that?
You're right. Okay. I don't know if that's the correct name pronunciation.
Well, because there was multiple Galarragas at one point.
Dude, I don't think Naylor's out.
He was. Watch the foot right there. Hit it.
Okay. All right.
Which makes it even worse. I mean, like, you get that effort.
Also, why are you sliding in first? Why do we have to do this every time? There's no reason ever in the history of baseball to slide into first base. There's no reason. Why are we still on this?
Anyway, we were supposed to do a segment about over or underreacting in the first month of the season, and I think we have Exhibit A of overreacting to the first month of the season right here.
Well, I'm pissed off because someone texted in 503-250-1080. Just saw Patrick's picture for the first time. Why does he look exactly how I pictured him? Well, you can blame Will Darkins for picking the worst picture we took. He had six pictures in there. I had ones where I was like, Shooter McGavin? No. Big Sook Shooter McGavin. I had one where I had my hands across my chest? No. Brandon Sprague's hands across his chest. So you picked the one where I look terrible. I shaved my head that morning. Damn right I'm pissed off.
You look like Tobias. From Arrested Development.
Thank you. That's the worst thing I've heard in months.
Thank you. Thank you for making me feel worse about my picture.
Reminds me of my terrible teams that suck at sports.
I think we need to break.
I think we need to break too.
I think we need to break.
Just reel it in. Calm down. Yeah. Breathe a little bit.
Patrick needs to do some goose fraba in the break.
Who doesn't like a good rubby action?
I'd rather him not do that in the break.
I could use a great rubby action right now.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go home now.
You mark that one. I could like a good.
Definitely need some more Lysol wipes in that studio.
I'm very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
All right, Mike's uncomfortable, so we'll get out of here. Second hour coming up. We got a lot to get to. We got umpires and instant replay and how things suck and how I suck and my team sucks. And fair or foul at 8:30. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.